Podcast. My name is Nick, and Frederick is off today because he's not feeling well. Feel better, Frederick. Today we're going to start by talking about Tina Turner. She was 83, died of natural causes. If you don't know who Tina Turner is, she has tons of songs. Go to your Spotify account or your Apple Music and type in Tina Turner. She did songs like Proud Mary and songs like The Best, like Simply the Best. What's Love Got to Do with It? Proud Mary. What's Love Got to Do with It? Just tons of songs. She did songs with her husband Ike Turner. Just Ike and Tina Turner. Yeah, so just tons of songs. And now we're going to switch topics and talk about Taylor Swift. People are selling Taylor Swift Rainwater from the Eras Tour, which I think is the stupidest thing out there. Stupidest thing. People are selling it to $14,000. They're selling the stupid rainwater. It's not like it's a piece of her clothing, or an outfit, or the microphone that she had on stage. If people are actually making money off of this, I could go outside next time it rains and sell rainwater and tell people it's from the Eras Tour. Okay, that is the most stupidest thing I have heard yet. So now we're going to switch topics because I am sick of hearing about Taylor Swift and her rainwater being sold on eBay. So the Foo Fighters have a new drummer now called Josh Fries. He has played with tons of people. Like Guns N' Roses. He performed on the tribute concert for Taylor Hawkins. They have a new album that's coming out, and Dave Grohl said that he was the one who was the drummer on the new Foo Fighters album. So go and check that out when it comes out, and don't forget to check out the album. That's the album by the Jonas Brothers. That's the album by the Jonas Brothers. There's a great, great interview with the Jonas Brothers. They did actually a podcast on Dak Shepherd's podcast called The Armchair. It's pretty long, but it's really good. It's very interesting. You get to learn more about the Jonas Brothers. And it looks like there's a new documentary that is in the works. New document that's in the works on Avicii. That should be interesting. Because I love Avicii. Avicii is my favorite EDM artist out there. That was out there. Pretty sad that he killed himself. So look forward for that. And there's an EDM festival, or not EDM festival, there is a festival that's coming to Atlanta, Georgia called Music Midtown. It's the same week as Imagine Festival. I wish I could go to this one too, but I can't because I'm going to Imagine Festival with my co-host, Frederick Grimsley, with Billie Eilish and 1975's Guns N' Roses, Little Baby, and more. Yeah, so go and check that out. What else is there out there? Oh yeah, I recently went and saw Hank Williams Jr. That is up on my Instagram at Music Podcast 3 Instagram. That's Music Podcast 3 Instagram. He was really good, actually. I didn't know he played the guitar. Or he plays the guitar, the violin, and the piano, which all I knew is he played the guitar. And he was very entertaining. If you guys have a chance to go see him, go out and see Hank Williams Jr. When this podcast goes live, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, seeing Ed Sheeran, Khalid, and one other person that I can't remember who it is. She's a girl, David, or it has like a guy's name. Yeah, he should be really fun and interesting to go see. I've been wanting to see him for a while. The one group I really want to see one day, I know my mom isn't really into them, so I have to find a way to go see them by myself, because I go to a lot of concerts with my parents, is the Foo Fighters. I would love to go see the Foo Fighters. They would be amazing to go see. And yeah, I know this is kind of a shorter podcast, but I hope Frederick gets better, because it's a lot more interesting talking to somebody else to talk to that can feed off of you than just me by myself, and can give me more news. I'm gonna play you guys a clip on Dave Grohl talking about music. It's a pretty old clip that you guys can find on the Music Podcast 3 Instagram. That's Music Podcast 3 Instagram. Let's take a listen to it now.
I think that the thing about music is that music should be available to anybody that wants to hear it. I think that there should be no such thing as a price tag on music. Okay, maybe there's a price tag on the package that you buy. You know, you pay $13 for a CD, you get the artwork, you get the jewel box, you get the friggin' sticker, you get the whole nine, whatever. But I don't want to turn on my fucking radio and have to put a nickel in it to hear Metallica. Like, I don't want to have to pay to hear music. Like, yeah. I mean, and you know what? I understand where some people come from when they say Napster is taking money away from me. Napster is hurting my lifestyle, or Napster is, I don't have food in my refrigerator because Napster's got my song all over the internet and no one will buy my demo tape. But you know what? When it's someone that sold 50 million records and they got 50 million fucking dollars and they're bitching about pennies, fuck you, man.
I totally agree with him that you shouldn't have to pay for music. Yeah, it was very interesting. It was a clip probably from the 90s when he was in Nirvana, I think. Maybe after that. Yeah, and the stuff that I have been listening to is Foo Fighters, Jonas Brothers, country music, a little bit of everything this week. Yeah, hopefully Frederick's feeling better. Hopefully we get him back on soon. My name is Nick. Good night. Good day. Wherever you're in the world, rest in peace to Taylor Hawkins, to Tina Turner, one of, like, probably the best vocalists out there. And looks like Sam Smith and Madonna are going to be collaborating together. So we'll look forward to whatever that is, if it's a song, a tour, or whatnot. Yeah, Music Podcast, we are out. Good night, good day, wherever in the world. And you can check out all my concerts that I have been to recently on the Music Podcast 3 Instagram. That's Music Podcast 3 on Instagram. And wanted to tell you that we were not planned to be off last week. We tried to have an interview with somebody, but it didn't work out too well because we did this over that lovely over Zoom, and we couldn't get his audio working right. So we'll probably have him on again in the future. My name is Nick. Good night, good day, wherever the world. We are out.